What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Wolfgang Halbig? He's a professional school safety consultant who waded in on the Sandy Hook shooting and said there were definitely reasons to suspect that it wasn't as presented by the corporate media. And a lot of the people who were pushing the official story said bad things about him on social media, and he sued for defamation. And unfortunately, for whatever political reasons, he lost and was required to pay the attorney's fees for the defendants. Well, he had to set up a GoFundMe page to try and get those lawyers' fees. But there's a little bit of good news. Because apparently Justice Allison Danner on the bench of the California 6th District Court of Appeals issued a ruling just a couple of days ago reversing part of the Santa Clara County Superior Court decision in the lawsuit, basically saying that because they cannot determine how the trial court arrived at the attorney's fees it awarded, we cannot assess whether the trial court properly exercised its discretion. So apparently the amount he must pay has been drastically reduced here. Now, this is a statement, actually an announcement. I got it through Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. They, in turn, got it from the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry on November 26, 2018. And basically what it comes down to is the United States attorney agrees to comply with federal law requiring submission to a special grand jury of the report by the Lawyers Committee and 9/11 victim family members of yet to be prosecuted 9/11 related federal crimes. Now, that's kind of long-winded, but basically, attorney for the Southern District of New York has responded to this petition because it is the law that lawyers can, in fact, go to a U.S. attorney and say, we need a special grand jury. And so they're actually going to start having a day in court for those who have a somewhat different opinion of what happened from 9/11 or on 9/11 here. Meanwhile, two people I really wish would go away. Well, three. I wish Hillary would go away. Stormy Daniels and Mike Avenatti. And apparently, Stormy is now claiming that Avenatti sued Trump for defamation against her wishes, that Avenatti was just driving this whole thing as part of his get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. And it's worth remembering that when Tucker Carlson told Michael Avenatti he was exploiting Stormy Daniels, he got criticized. You know, oh, how could you say that? You know, Avenatti would never do that. Well, it turns out he was. So, let's see. Twitter is still out there banning people like crazy here. And the latest one is Megan Murphy. Now, this is the feminist who was banned from Twitter for stating that men aren't women. And she wrote an article for Quillette explaining how, in an earlier time, this would have been a banal statement. And today, it's like akin to terrorist speech. Now, Murphy has accused Twitter of censoring basic facts and silencing people and was permanently suspended from the social network last week for stating women aren't men and how are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman? And after Twitter made Murphy delete the post, she made another post calling out Twitter and was blacklisted. And Megan is absolutely right. I mean, it's such a common sense thing for people of my age. You know, men and women, and it's all tied to the DNA and the plumbing and this idea of gender fluidity, that last caller was right. What does the world looking at all this trans stuff, what do they think of Americans? What kind of an image are we sending out? Now, Twitter also was briefly criticized for suspending the English language Vladimir Putin account. But as it turns out, it was a fake. Somebody just created this account to put out misinformation. And in this case, Twitter was definitely right to shut it down. Okay, for those of you who like to spend a lot of time on video games, you might want to pay attention to this one here. And I'm not saying that you're going to do anything this stupid, but it was. Apparently, last June, this 18-year-old Daniel Fabian of Pasco County, Florida, was playing Grand Theft Auto online when he informed the other players in his team that he was going to take a break to have sex with a girl who was visiting with him. Well, apparently he forgot to shut off that microphone because other players could hear over the headset the woman's saying no and cries of distress, and they called the police. So he's been arrested. And again, got to watch out for those. Actually, don't commit rape in the first place. What am I saying? I'm glad he got caught. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, here is a really wild one. Okay, apparently there was this sextortion ring targeting military service members, and 15 people have been charged. And basically what it was is the people who were doing this would go on multiple dating websites and pretend to be girls. And then they would send pictures of these girls or nude photos of some girl to these service members who were visiting these dating sites, who would then be contacted by another one of these perpetrators claiming the girl was his daughter and she was underage, and demanding payment rather than risk being reported to police. In all, 432 servicemen were scammed out of more than $560,000. Here is the punchline. This was all being run out of a South Carolina prison. These perpetrators were using illegally obtained cell phones. They would forward the money that was being paid to some of their associates on the outside, who would buy prepaid debit cards and bring them into the prison so the prisoners had the money to spend. Where the heck were the prison guards and the warden when all of this was taking place? 432 servicemen. More than $500,000 here. Over at Google, we are seeing what may be the beginning of a popular revolt against the censoring of search results. And apparently more than 240 Google employees have signed an open letter calling on the company to abandon its plan for a censored search engine in China as protesters took to the streets in 8 cities to condemn the project, known as Dragonfly. So Google is not what it once was. More and more people are leaving Google. They're going over to search engines that aren't censoring. Over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi had another great article out there saying, who will fix Facebook? And he uses a story of one individual to illustrate the sort of things going on over at Facebook. And it centers around a gentleman named James Reeder, who basically lived in San Diego. He was a progressive, a liberal, and he set up a blog called Everlasting GOP Stoppers, GOP Stoppers. It's a play on Willy Wonka. And apparently it really took off, and they started running it. He actually got some investors, and they renamed it Reverb Press. And then all of a sudden during the 2016 campaign, Facebook deplatformed him. And so what Matt Taibbi is saying, the social media giant is banning innocent people, proving it cannot be trusted to regulate itself. Me, I'm old fashioned. I think we ought to go back to the First Amendment. Everybody has a right to say whatever they want except fire in a crowded movie theater. I mean, freedom of speech is nice to have, but it does come with a responsibility that you be truthful, respectful, you have the facts. Freedom of speech does not mean just babbling on about anything that pops in your little head here. Okay, Delta Airlines has announced that Terminal F, as in Foxtrot, in the Atlanta airport, is now the first fully biometric terminal in the United States, and now they're moving on to Detroit. I'm predicting they're going to have problems with that. I'm predicting they're going to have problems with that one here. Meanwhile, Amnesty International is demanding that Israel's Defense Ministry revoke the export license from a company whose spyware has been used in a series of egregious human rights violations. Now, basically, this NSO Group Technologies was supposed to be sold only for law enforcement purposes, but apparently earlier this year was discovered to have been used to hack a phone belonging to one of the rights group's staffers over at Amnesty International. And that's definitely not something that we should be comfortable with. Over at Akamai, they've discovered an ingenious malware campaign that alters configurations on home and small office routers to open connections towards internal networks so crooks can infect previously isolated computers. Oh boy, there's a good one. How do we get around that? And the way hackers achieve this, Akamai said, is via a technique known as UPnP proxy, which Akamai first talked about in April of this year. And the technique relies on exploiting vulnerabilities in the UPnP services installed on some routers to alter the device's network address translations tables. So all of a sudden, your firewalled internal local area network is now wide open to the outside. Okay, over in Beijing, there is a computer company called Lenovo. We've all heard of them. And back in 2015, they got into trouble because it came on out that some 750,000 laptops had pre-installed adware called Visual Discovery developed by Superfish. The problem is that this adware compromised online security protections installed by the users on their laptops, accessing financial data, man-in-the-middle attacks on private and secure communications, due to which attackers could gain free access to the system and spy on encrypted communications. So Lenovo is being fined $7.3 million for that. I remember when, you know, years ago when laptops were first coming on out, remember all the junkware that came with them? You'd open up the computer and boot it up and there'd be all these ads and come-ons for games and everything. You'd have to spend hours just cleaning it all off because it was all memory and CPU hogs. Anyway, down in Australia, g'day, g'day, they're preparing to introduce at least 33 different gender options on birth certificates and passports as part of a new anti-discrimination policy. And this is coming out of the Australian Labor Party. They've drafted the initial proposal, which includes options such as omnigender, neutrios, and demigender. Now, omnigender means unisex. Neutrios is a non-binary gender identity, which is often associated with a neutral or null gender. Demigender is an umbrella term for non-binary gender identities that have a partial connection to a certain gender. This is just getting plain silly. You need a smartphone app just to sort all of this stuff out. And if somebody wants to call themselves whatever on a passport, that's one thing. But birth certificates are issued for newborn babies. And you can look down and say, yep, that's a boy or that's a girl. The world's going crazy. The world is going crazy. Is it the prescription antidepressants? Is it something in the water? But it feels sometimes like the entire human race is going crazy. Over in Great Britain, a primary school in Devon has scrapped homework because it causes too much stress to the students and too much stress to the teachers. And the head teacher of Littletown Primary Academy, David Perkins, said the decision was made based on educational research, consultation with parents, children, and staff. All the students are being encouraged to read for 20 minutes in the evening. And they're going to be trying out this unconventional change between now and the end of the academic year, except for those who are in year number 6. That really is silly. Getting back on out to the California wildfires, a little bit of good news. And this made TV, and it's down in San Diego, where this real estate developer and restaurant owner, Bob Wilson, went over to one of the wildfire damaged schools and just started handing out checks to the teachers and students. 980 checks to students, another 100 to the staff at Paradise High School. The checks were for $1,000 each. Now, that was a very nice thing to do. And he said basically he didn't want to go through any kind of a formal charity because of the long delay of the money getting to them. He said these people need the money right now. They want to help their family. They want to buy gasoline for the car, buy a bicycle. It's up to them. It's up to them. And he did it because he said he just couldn't imagine losing so much. Over 90% of the students and staff lost their homes. And while the school itself is still standing, the people attending it are suffering. They just lost the whole community. And they did. Now, a lot of people have been expressing their concern over this growing trend in the public libraries and even some schools for drag queen story hour, where they basically have a drag queen coming on in with sequins and glitter and full makeup to read to children and toddlers. Parents don't like this, but the liberals are just pushing this. So basically, that one of these drag queens came on out and said, this is about grooming the next generation. And this is coming from Dylan Pondiff, who helped organize a story hour for kids as young as age 3 at a Louisiana public library. He's shown in a video telling the Lafayette City Parish Council what's behind the very beautiful event. And he says right on the video, this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to be accepting of LGBT values. Three-year-old. Anyway, Saturday will be December 1st. We're going to be getting into the Christmas season. I still got to get my Christmas cards printed up. And it is amazing seeing all the political correctness that's already being targeted on Christmas. It's like there's a war on Christmas. There was that ad campaign that was pulled down because I'm Dreaming of a White Dorchester was declared to be racist. You've got white in it. It's racist. It's absolutely racist. The argument over whether to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. It just gets sillier and sillier every year. And now, apparently, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is in the crosshairs of the liberals. We're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And this hacking of holidays for political correctness, it's destroying the experience. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, you got dressed up on Halloween, you know, you talked about the Pilgrims and the Native Americans on Thanksgiving, and that was, you know, the culture. And then, of course, Christmas. And then New Year's, if you're living someplace where you're lucky enough to still be able to get fireworks. So apparently, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is in the crosshairs of the politically correct thought police. And we've all seen it. This thing was made years and years ago. It's stop motion animated. And every Christmas it gets shown. But now the liberals are out there saying, no. This is no longer acceptable. And apparently when Rudolph's father is berating him about his red nose, pointing out his difference, it's verbal abuse. And we can't have that. And the other complaint apparently is Rudolph's classmates bully him. You know, all the other reindeer would not let him join in their reindeer games, that whole bit. That's now offensive. It's politically incorrect. And when you are growing up, one of the reasons why this story has such a broad appeal, we all go through times where we're learning our social skills and we don't always fit in. We got bullied at school, occasionally got beat up. and you were on the outs. And the idea was to learn how to overcome that and adjust to it. And that was just life. And again, this idea coming out of the liberal ideology that we can get rid of things like bullying or verbal abuse just by reengineering society, it sounds good in theory. It's never worked out. Human nature is human nature, and a lot of it is wired into our DNA. Margaret Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa, was an intellectual fraud. It wasn't written to find out what was really going on. It was written to support this agenda that, yes, if we take complete control of your life, you will be happy and free from angst. And in fact, the opposite seems to be happening. That one yesterday we were talking about where the there was this student, art student at school, who was upset, and another student just gave her a quick hug and got written up. We are all of us unique individuals. We are the products of those gifts that we are born with, multiplied by our life experience. We are not peas in a pod, and we can't be managed. We can't be reprogrammed, at least not yet here. Now, as you know, I live out here in the Pacific Ocean, and over that away is a place called Rapa Nui, or as it's more popularly known, Easter Island. And the Rapa Nuians are very sensitive about the Moai, those giant stone statues. They hold tremendous religious significance. And there's one in particular called the Hoa Hakaranai, and it was basically looted in 1868 by the British HMS Topaz and delivered to Queen Victoria, who a year later gifted it to the British Museum. Well, from the point of view of the people of Rapa Nui, it was an outright theft. Now, the Guardian tries to say it was taken without permission. Yeah, that's theft. And the Rapa Nuians want it brought back because it goes in a specific place on the island of religious significance, and so they want it back. Well, the British Museum doesn't want to give it back because that would be an admission that it was wrongfully taken in the first place. So they've hit with this bizarre idea that they're going to loan this statue back to Rapa Nui, which is now officially part of Chile. And that's, to me, that's like bizarre. How do you loan back to somebody something that you took without their permission? But if you really think about it, and don't get me wrong, I love museums. I love museums. Every time I have a layover in any city anywhere, I love to hit the museums, especially the natural history museums. And they got a good one in Denver, not to mention the LA County museums. But they do represent basically treasure houses of very often looted materials. And the British Museum is one of the best. In fact, the Rapa Nuians are describing it as a temple to colonial theft. There's still a big debate going on about the Elgin marbles that used to adorn the top of the Parthenon. They're not at the Parthenon anymore. They're at the British Museum. And, pardon me, Egypt wants a lot of their artifacts back. And I think in this day and age of high-resolution digital media and the internet, I don't think it's necessary to have all of these items collected together in one place. And they should really go back. All right. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. heart attack, or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over the break, I'm looking at the feed on Fox News, and not a mention about what happened in Syria today, or for that matter, Yemen, or any of the war zones. People like Reuters and Associated Press are covering it. Most of the coverage, though, is from the foreign press. But it's nonstop of the political infighting that's going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm sorry, that's not news to me. And along with things like Drag Queen Story Hour, and transgenderism, and going after Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what kind of an image are we sending to the rest of the world? And I understand there are some important issues that are being decided in Washington, D.C., but there are more important things happening out in the rest of the world. And it's, I guess it's ego or vanity, but they just want their camera time. And that the more they shout and scream at each other, and so now they're all going on about a pending federal lawsuit over details of the plea agreement. Trump is threatening to totally declassify the FISA documents. Is this any way to run a government? No, I don't think so. I really do not think so. Okay. Now, a little bit of good news for you science people. NASA today is announcing its first commercial partners for the return to the moon. Apparently, it is definitely on for real, and they're going to be looking at partnering with a lot of private companies who are going to try and find some way to commercialize the moon. There could be some interesting things there that could be mineable. I know that Russia has broached the possibility of partnering with NASA for an orbiting station, manned station, around the moon, sort of like a mini ISS. But I'm glad it's happening. I do like to see NASA get revived and put back into the exploration business, because solving the problems to get these spaceships on the moon or in orbit, we're going to discover new technology that will be the foundation of new industries. That's where the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s came on out of, was Apollo. Before the Mercury space program, there was no such thing as personal computers, or even, for that matter, integrated circuits. Transistors had just become available. And I've grown up with technology, and sometimes I'll look at it, and it's amazing. And maybe it's because I saw what it used to be. And I can imagine probably young kids today, they take it for granted because it's the way the world has always been. But good for NASA, and, you know, keep on going. And again, congratulations to the flight crew of that Mars lander, and I imagine it's very, very exciting for them. And by the way, there are already all kinds of humorous memes circulating around, some of which we saw before for previous landers. All righty. Now, yesterday we were talking about how this Chinese scientist, Dr. He, had announced that identical twin girls that had been genetically modified to make them resistant to HIV and other diseases had been born earlier this month. And a lot of people said that this is absolutely wrong. And apparently this doctor did not have any, shall we say, official oversight. And China's Vice Minister of Science and Technology has condemned this research as unacceptable. And the Chinese government has ordered a halt to all work by the entire medical team that claimed to have helped Dr. He in his research. And apparently, universities and police are also investigating. And I'm in agreement. This is such a dangerous thing. And it has the potential for misuse. And one of the reasons for my concern is how many times that we have seen new medical technologies, medications, they just mass marketed to the public, and they turn out to have serious problems. And the danger with gene editing is if the genes are able to escape and break wild, for example, epithelial cells, you can't get it back. Those DNA molecules are little tiny teensy things. It's going to be very hard to get them back. Now, over at Oxford University, they've had this study that has suggested a very clear link between the pregnancy test drug primidose and severe birth defects in babies born to mothers who used that drug. And apparently, in the report that came from Sky News, a former employee at the drug manufacturers was actually told by their doctor not to use it while it was still being offered to the general public. Now, Bayer, which took over the manufacturer sharing, told Sky News, Bayer is aware of the ongoing independent medicines and medical devices safety review, which is a non-statement here. But apparently, there is a concern that some of these pregnancy tests, hormone pregnancy tests, actually cause genetic damage. And there's a video for this. And some of those poor babies, They're missing their hands. They're missing their feet. Severe skull deformity. How can you even take the risk of doing that to a child? But it has happened before. Remember the thalidomide scandal. It's just out there pushing the product, pushing the product, pushing the product. Over at the Weather Channel, they're now saying it's been one of the most miserable starts to winter on record. Across the Northeast, Midwest, and Plains, it has been one of the coldest and snowiest starts to the winter season on record. By golly, the original Farmer's Almanac got it right again. Certainly better than the Weather Channel, which is very unreliable here. So they're also trying to blame the unseasonable cold over the poor retail performance for Black Friday. Just don't want to deal with that reality. People do not have that money here. Okay. They're still going on about Michael Cohen pleading guilty. They're really going to try and crank this up and say, he lied, presume that Trump is guilty. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, somebody sent me an email about that guy who was playing Grand Theft Auto online. You can't fix stupid here. More stories about what's going on in Israel and Syria. Fort Russ is calling it a blunder, a dramatic blunder. Israel is still insisting that Syria fired a missile into the Golan. And now they're back to just saying all hostile targets. So it may be that they didn't get the warplane. So we're going to be keeping an eye on this one. Sputnik Arabic is now claiming the Syrian air defense systems downed an Israeli jet for cruise missiles. Okay. I think somebody's got to get out there and get the wreckage photographed before we really know who's lying and who's telling the truth. Remember, truth is the first casualty in war, and everybody lies. Everybody lies about what's going on. Okay, now let's see. Pick up a few other things here. I already mentioned that CNN fired that commentator for criticizing Israel. And apparently, let's see. 16 U.S. postal workers accepted bribes to deliver cocaine in Metro Atlanta. Neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night will stay these couriers, blah, 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 blah. For those of you dealing with health issues, apparently there is a trend where health insurers are no longer willing to pay ER costs because they are so high. And they're telling the story about this Brittany Cloyd of Frankfort, Kentucky, had to go to the ER. She had an Anthem Blue Cross PPO health insurance plan, thought she'd get charged for the copay. Instead, she got hit with a bill for $12,000. And apparently, to the according to a report in the Doctor Patient Rights Project, this is becoming more and more common, that Anthem has instituted an organized policy of denial designed to make its subscribers, particularly those who are poor and reside in rural areas, too afraid to go to an ER for fear of receiving a bill. So this is another example. It's all driven by the money. They're not concerned about your health. They just want to maximize the amount of money they're getting from you. What a mercantile, greedy little nation we have become. Okay. It just goes on. All right, so we're coming up on a quarter of the hour here, and once again, unfortunately, I ran out of talking points here. I'm going to have to talk slower, I think, in the future. But there was a lot going on. Apparently, Dershowitz is ripping Mueller for false statement prosecutions, and I hope Corsi goes ahead with his lawsuit. This thing was a farce right from the very, very beginning. And I'm glad that the Guardian got embarrassed with that news story where they claimed Manafort had met with Julian Assange. And it was such an easy thing to disprove. But it seems almost like the government and the corporate media are playing to that segment of the population, which still has naive faith that they're being told the truth. And it is up to all of us, Rivero's Rangers, to start educating people around us the extent to which we're lied to. We're not lied to just a little. We're not lied to occasionally. We're lied to about absolutely everything. And it's all about selling us a product, selling us a new president, selling us a new policy, selling us a new war. And we have to become more and more skeptical. We have to stop being naive. That's probably the most important thing right now that we can all be doing. Everybody keeps calling on in and writing on, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I am alarmed by talk of violence and assassination. But right now, the most important thing that we can do, those of us who know what's really going on, have to gently start educating the other people around us. And you're going to meet people who don't want to know, because they don't want to have to face the choice of what are they going to do. They want to go through their lives thinking they're good little people, and you know, but they're brave and courageous, and they would stand up for justice if there was any injustice around, but I'm not seeing any right now, so we'll just go on living our lives. But as I said to that caller earlier, I think that segment of the population is very much in decline. And I think as you start to talk to people, and don't overwhelm them. One of the biggest mistakes that truth activists can do is just try and throw so much at the person once they see that they're receptive. That's going to trigger off a defensive reflex and they will shut down. Just one item at a time. I remember a while ago when this Russian hacking thing was the big deal. And somebody said, oh, wasn't it horrible? Russia was hacking the DNC. And what do you think of that? And all I replied was, it's the 2016 version of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And their eyes lit up. And they said, it's another lie. I said, of course it's another lie. And that is something that Americans have to wake up and deal with and just face. We live in an ocean of lies. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth here. All right, a couple of new stories coming on here. Apparently, DHL is investing $300 million to quadruple the robots in their warehouses next year. And again, I cannot tell you how opposed I am to this. It is such short-sighted thinking that if ordinary people are unable to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, they're not going to be buying products. DHL could wind up with a warehouse full of robots and nobody's buying or selling or shipping anything. It's very frustrating to see all this poor quality thinking that's out there here. All righty. Let's see. President Trump is back ragging on the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve, unfortunately, is saying that, yes, there will probably be a rate hike next month, which is going to roil the markets again, although they did fairly well today. All right, we have a caller on the line. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, much. You mentioned just now FedRes, a foreign private corporation whose private stockholder families, many of whom are Wall Street, a Talmudic Chabad Lubavitch gangster thugs. The economy, according to the Federalist Charter, is supposed to be a stable currency, a stable economy. But how can that be when all the Federalist chairmen come from Israel? And just as was demonstrated after Trump's inauguration, the first one up for a speech was a Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi going on about whatever he was going on about from his Talmud. And, yeah, you said that our country has become egregiously greedy, words to that effect.
Yes.
My take, Mike, goes to Werner Sombart, who in 1911 authored a book.
Okay, Fred, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Fred in Michigan. And Fred, you're absolutely right. Private central banking is not set up to serve the nation or its people. It is a private, for-profit money-making system. It is a deliberate selling of the people into a permanent debt trap they can never escape from in order to basically enslave them. And that's what it is. For all the thing about freedom,
Mike,
and liberty in this country, we are enslaved to that Federal Reserve.
Right. And since they violated their charter mandates for a stable economy, stable currency at all,
they need to be terminated. We can easily establish a public central bank and simply switch the collateral, which is everyone's birth certificates, sweat equity, labor, private assets, everything attached to your social security number and all caps name. That's the collateral. Well, we can switch it to a public central bank owned by us. Furthermore,
well, let me stop you here because we're almost out of time. Let me stop you here real quick. First of all, Congress has the authority to revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want. They're never going to do it because the Federal Reserve is a very generous campaign contributor. The people who've got the power and the ability to affect the change, they don't want to change. It works for them. It keeps the money flowing to them. It keeps us under their control, and they like that. The only way we're going to be free of the Federal Reserve is if there is a major economic crash and the whole thing just gets wiped out. But you're absolutely right. A public bank that deals in a value-based currency, like the system this country was set up with, that's the only way you can have a stable currency and a stable monetary supply.
We just got to keep talking it up, man. Go to the churches, go to the student groups. That's what I'm going to be doing. And it's right there in the U.S. Constitution, no provision for a private central bank, nothing but gold and silver coin. And, yeah, we had silver certificates, gold certificates. We go back to that. And, Mike, there should not be a codified mandate for Israel to get whatever they want whenever they deem it necessary for national security. And yet that's what was mandated by U.S. Congress. And it's Title 42 USC, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Section A. It's bizarre, man. Anything, including okay, high tech.
Fred, I'm sorry to do this. I'm going to say goodbye because we've got one more call on the line that we're going to try and get to. So, Rhonda in Missouri. Aloha, Rhonda. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was listening to your show a little bit earlier. You were talking about transgender. And briefly, yes. I wanted to say I got a survey yesterday. It was hilarious. He called and he asked me what gender I identify with. I was like, are you serious right now? Well, keep it brief. I assumed that he was a man on my part. But to keep it brief, at the end of the phone call, I had him interested in listening to RBN.
Oh, well, my gosh, what are they doing? Job.
Right? But what are they doing? I mean, I was like, you called the right house. I mean, that's a hot button for Rhonda. I'll just tell you that right now. Transgenderism is a hot button. But yeah, you can turn it around on him, and then maybe they'll start getting some critical thinking skills, right? Okay, well thanks for taking my
consummation devoutly to be wished. Rhonda, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. We've got to find all the people who took the blue pill, and we've got to open up their eyes here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.